Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thoughts on Brock?
He ain't here no more, so I don't really care for him. We ain't winning a lot with him. Trying to go against him now. Try to get after him this week up front. Make him rattle in the pocket. Hope he'll throw a couple interceptions, a couple picks.
Man. JD gonna eat this Thursday. JD is going to get after it. We're going to have to do a special Friday future tripping on Thursday. To get ready for this football game and what we expect to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if JD gets another two-sack game. This defense is going to go balls out against Brock Osweiler on Thursday. I wouldn't be surprised if they put up a 40 spot and handle their business against this Miami Dolphin team who's going to be without their top two receivers.
I believe it was you that said this.
Was it right?
Yes.
Okay.
Must have
been
me. I believe it was you that said this, and it made me, you know, kind of shiver a little bit.
Uh-oh.
But you ended up being right.
Hey-o.
Remember when you said, what if the Astros lose?
Yeah, I did. I think I know I fear.
In game five.
Yeah.
What if the Texans lose?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's debate that after we talk to this gentleman. And, man, I tell you what, you just had to rub it in, didn't you? What if the Astros lose and we're getting ready to welcome in Tyler White?
Well, he knows they lost.
He
I don't think this is breaking news.
He does. He was there. He was there for all five games.
Yeah.
Without further ado, let's jump out to the Buyer's Barricade Hotline. Brought to you by Mack Hike Chevrolet, the one, the only, Mr. Tyler White. T-Dub, man, this was not the, these were not the circumstances we wanted to talk to you, but this is the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. How you feeling, my man?
Yeah, I mean, I'd definitely rather be getting ready to play tonight, but, I mean, we came across a team, and they were playing really well, and I think the ball just didn't bounce that way. I think last year we had a lot of things go our way, and this year, I mean, we played some good games and just we couldn't get it to go our way. It seemed to always we came up just a little short. Even some, I mean, from the Bregman just missing a homer in Red Sox game two, and then just the diving catch by Benintendi. I mean, it was just some things that didn't go our way that could have definitely changed the outcome. But they're a good team.
Did the MLB make the wrong call on the fan interference off Jose Altuve's bat?
I mean, to me, if a ball's going in the stands, and you can't assume that anyone would ever catch it. I mean, there's so many times where you've seen guys even catch a ball and hit the wall that wasn't going over the fence, and the ball pop out of their glove, or just things like that. So I think if the ball's going into the stands and it's for sure going to be a home run, it doesn't matter what happens. I think it should be a home run.
How about your own performance? I know you wanted to do better, but I want to ask you specifically about something that really made the rounds on social media. I remember back in the day, I was talking to Morgan Ensberg about taking a called third strike. He kind of had a reputation for not going on a pitch that he didn't think he could hit. And he said, I can't hit it, so I'm not going to swing at it. You took, I think it was five pitches, but it ended up being you didn't get the bat off your shoulder in five pitches. That made the rounds. What is your approach right there? What was going on?
I was just looking back at how they've pitched me in the series before, how they have pitched me, and he kind of took a different approach. He's got a good fastball. He throws up in the zone, so I was trying to see something. I didn't want to chase his fastball up, so I was trying to look for something down in the zone, and he made three pitches at the top right corner of the zone, and yeah, I mean, it hurts right there. I mean, I'm as hard on myself as anybody could be. So, I mean, I was worse on myself than anything else. But, yeah, I mean, I want to swing the bat there. I want to give myself a chance. But he kept making pitches that I wasn't really ready for. He pitched me completely different than the team had in the series prior to that.
Right.
Tyler White joining us, courtesy of Mack Hike Chevrolet. And I know for us watching the game, I mean, we're sitting there, and it was just, you're just waiting for something to happen. You're waiting for something to happen. When was the moment? What game was it? Was there a specific moment in any specific game where you or the rest of the team knew this just may not be our series?
I mean, I don't think there was a specific moment. I think with our team, we knew if we had a chance, we have a chance no matter what. I think when Verlander, I think if they're in game five, mm-hmm. With Verlander going, and I think we always have a chance. If we win that game, we got Cole going, and with those two guys, I think we always give ourselves a chance, and then we could turn it over to Dallas in game seven. I mean, obviously it didn't work out that way, but I don't think we were ever out of it until the last out was made. I think we knew if we could still win there in game five and get to the next game, we knew we had a shot. But it just didn't work out. I mean, they came up with some big swings there. I mean, that Devers guy has killed us the last 2 years. Even last year when we beat him in the DS, he had some big hits that really did for them. So I think he's the guy for me when I was watching the game. I'm like, wow, we got to keep. I mean, as many good hitters as they have in that lineup, that was the guy that seems to have hurt us. And obviously, Jackie Bradley had a great series, just getting a hit at the right time. But yeah, it was a crazy series. But I don't think we ever thought we were out of it. I think we know if we win game five, or if we still win at some point, we're not out of it. Going back to Boston, we still got a chance because when our team gets going, it's electric.
Individually, there was a time this year where you actually carried the offense when the team had injuries. You kind of took a big step in your personal career. What's the next step? What does Tyler White need to work on to take that same step next season that you took this season?
I had some stuff I was working on at the end of the year that I think could really be a big – it's something that I've never really thought about in my swing that I think could be a huge step for me. And I think just getting some confidence this year, putting up good numbers, just giving myself an opportunity to play every day and know that I can do it and that I could. I think that's big. And just obviously trying to get myself into the best shape I can this offseason. I think that's the three big steps.
What was it like at the end when it finally sank in, you know, that it wasn't going to be this year? And then you're looking around the clubhouse and who knows about Dallas Keuchel, Charlie Morton, Lance McCullers. You know, what is that like when you're in the clubhouse and the finality kind of finally hits?
I mean, it's definitely sad because the team's always different. And in a big league clubhouse, you always come back the next year. I mean, in any clubhouse in professional baseball, you come back the next year and it's a different team. It's not. You can't have all the same guys, and I think that's the hard part because all of us were really close. We had a great team chemistry. We knew we had a team that we could do it again. It just obviously when that final out was made, we obviously knew we were out of it. So it kind of we walked in there, we sat down, it all kind of hit us right then that like some of us aren't going to be back. We're not going to be in this clubhouse next year. So it was just one of those things where you just have to talk to the guys. Say your goodbyes and take a couple days off, and then it's time to start getting ready for the next year. I think we're gonna have the guys to be able to make a run at it for a while, and I think you just have to get back to work and get your mind ready for next year.
Will you watch the World Series? A lot of guys, you know, once their team gets eliminated, they don't watch the World Series. Will you watch the series between Boston and Los Angeles?
I can't say that I'll watch it. I'll follow it. I like to follow it. I'll probably watch a little bit. I'm not, I was big into it. Like you said, before we were out, I watched about every game that the other teams were playing, but, I didn't watch any of the rest of the Milwaukee LA series. So I don't know if I'll want to watch the World Series or not. When it comes on, I'll see how I'm feeling, but, yeah, it's kind of hard to watch sometimes.
So what are you, I mean, okay, so, you know, this is your first season where, again, you were in, you know, a huge part of what this team did. Will you go back to North Carolina? Will you stay here in Houston? I mean, you talked about, you know, you're going to work on different parts of your swing and all that kind of stuff, but what's the mindset now knowing that, you know, they're probably going to be counting on you next year to be that DH, to be that, you know, utility infield first base type guy? And where are you going to be? What are you going to be doing? You're going to be going back, like I said, you're going back to North Kakalaki? You're going to be here in H-Town?
No, I stay in Houston. I live here now. But, yeah, I'll be going back some. It'll probably be like I go back for like a vacation type thing.
Okay.
I don't go back for anything else. But, yeah, it's just, I go back some. I hang out here most of the time, though. And, yeah, I'm excited to get to work. Like I said, it's an off season where I know that I that I have an opportunity to be a part of the team next year and to be a big part of the team. So that's what I want to do, and I want to come back completely prepared and ready to be there.
Let me ask you this, all right? So now that we kind of know who Tyler White is, do you have a problem going out in town and getting mobbed by people saying, oh, my God, that's the great White, that's Tyler White?
I get it, Sean. I've got it a lot more. I think the day that I got it the most is obviously the walk-off home run day. I went and ate at a place where I eat a lot. I'd probably been there 10 times before. It's one of our, like, Sunday, where I eat after every Sunday game. And it's always packed. And then this day we went in. I can't remember what day it was or why, but there wasn't that many people in there. But I went in there, and everybody that was in there came up to me.
That's
and I was
great.
Like, no one before this has came up to me. And then today there's, like, 5 people in here. Everybody in there knew who I was. But, I mean, I get it sometimes. I think having the beard makes it a little easier to recognize me than before, too. But, yeah, I mean, I enjoy it. I enjoy talking to people, talking to fans. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
How do you think the World Series is going to be decided? What are the crucial elements? I mean, I know you're not watching it necessarily, but you know these teams. How do you think it'll break down?
I mean, they both really good teams. I don't know. I think if I had to pick a team, I think the Red Sox, I think it's been their year all year, and I think they're coming in strong. But, I mean, in those games, as you can see last year, I mean, those games are never over, and you never know who's going to win. So I think there are going to be some really good games in the World Series. I think it's going to come down, obviously, to hitting in big situations. I think the Red Sox are coming in, obviously, coming off a strong series against us, and I think they're ready to be there, and I think they'll put up a good fight.
All right, real quick, get you out of here with this. Since obviously the NFL's, you know, front and center now that baseball is getting ready to bid adieu to the 2018 season. I'm guessing, are you a Carolina Panther fan?
I am.
All right, so you're feeling pretty good after that Eagles win then, huh?
I mean, I'd rather them score some more points early in the game, but yeah, they always play interesting games. They never beat teams very bad. They never play like a full game great so far, but they're fun to watch. They always put up a fight. They always play well. They're a very exciting offense when they get going. It just sometimes takes them a little bit. And their defense is always, every single year seems like our defense is really, really good. So they're a fun team to watch. I hope they get back to their Super Bowl form here. And this year I'd love to go and watch them play in the Super Bowl. I wasn't able to a couple years back when they made it, but
you didn't miss much in that.
Well listen my man, we've appreciated it, and we you'll be with us one more time next week.
Yeah.
Listen, we'd love to have you in studio for the grand finale. I know you're a man about town, but like I said, if you want to come in and we'll talk some football, talk some baseball, and whatever else is going on.
Get you some Texas barbecue.
Well, that's it. Yeah, we'll get down to it. Yeah, let's settle this debate. I'm from Kansas. I'm from the Midwest. We love our barbecue. You look like a guy that enjoys his barbecue. John knows a thing or two about barbecue. We can we got a couple scores we can settle next week.
That's right.
In studio.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
All right, T. White. Have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you, guys.
There you have it. The one, the only Tyler White. Coming up next, you guys know the deal. 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. It is Think Tank time, you guys. I'll tell you what, given we were on
remote. It is already?
It's that time of day.
Listen,
time flies when you're having fun, gentlemen. You guys know what the deal is. It was a pretty damn good Think Tank yesterday, given the logistical difficulties of the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. But guess what? We're back at it today in studio, so we expect you guys to be in tip-top form. Plus, we're 2 days away from a game day. Lots to get to. Think Tank next. This is In the Loop on a Tuesday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.